Well, good. I hope you all are together. I think you'll be together a long time.
I hope so.
Good luck. Have a nice time out there tonight.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I like to see relationships last. The lights will be dim in that hotel room as you bring that 37-year-old cooter out of the can. Yeah, that thing's got a lot of miles left in it because she's just a young duchess. Huh? Yeah. Make sure you put the nightie on, right? Make sure the poop stains go in the back. Yeah. That's your way. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, baby. Ooh, that's nice. Well, it's good that you're happy. I heard of a couple that was married 30 years, and at the reading of the will, the husband, who expired long before the wife, left her $1, and she was livid. I mean, he dispensed his wealth to his sisters and brothers. He left some of his wealth to the college he attended. And to his wife, he said, "For years of torture, for years I put up with your moods and your attitudes, I leave you $1. Don't spend it all in one place." So she was hot. She ran to the tombstone place and said, "I want to change the inscription on my husband's tombstone. That no good lying sack of poop. Change the tombstone." As I like, "Here lies an idiot, an unfeeling cad. I want you to carve in his tombstone, 'What a no good scum sucking.'" And the guy said, "Lady, calm down. I already carved the guy's name and rest in peace on there. I can't change it. It's already done been carved into tombstone." And the woman looked at her husband's tombstone and said, "All right. You got his name and rest in peace. Why don't you add on to that? Till we meet again."
The radio show that dares to be different. The Grease Man, DC 101.